There is no place like home for the holidays, and that is why pianist and composer Dan Knight has come home. Dan moved to North Carolina last summer, but he's back to take part in a number of musical celebrations, including this one. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe, and today we observe one of our favorite holiday traditions. We have a keyboard installed in the studio, courtesy of West Music, and the phone lines are open. You tell us a story about your favorite holiday song, and Dan will play it. Call us at 866-780-9100, share your story on Facebook, or send us an email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And remember, you have to share a story to get a song. Join the conversation after the news. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe, and this hour we get to observe one of our favorite holiday traditions at Iowa Public Radio. Dan Knight is a Steinway artist. He's a pianist and a composer. He is also now on faculty as part of the dance department at the University of North Carolina, but he is visiting his home in Iowa to take part in a number of musical celebrations, including this one. Welcome home, Dan.
Hey, thank you for that beautiful welcome. It's great to be here.
Well, I'm so glad you are here. And this is the way this works. We've got a keyboard set up here in the studio, courtesy of West Music, and you give us a call. You call 866-780-9100. You can post on our Facebook page. You can send an email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. But you need to have a story. You get in touch with us. Tell us a story that includes your favorite holiday song, and then Dan will play that song for you. But it's not a traditional request show. You can't just say, oh, I really want to hear Angels We Have Heard on High. You need to pay for your song with a story. So I'll give you that number again, 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can post on our Facebook page, or you can send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And Dan, so many of us miss you so much, but how are things in North Carolina?
Oh, you know, the school is fantastic. I'm having a great time with the faculty and the students there. But I have to tell you, I have really, really, really realized just how much I am an Iowan. And it although the weather was brisk, to say a little bit, you know, the welcome back could not have been warmer. And I do. I love my job, and there are parts of North Carolina that is absolutely breathtaking. The Blue Ridge Mountains I went to Carl Sandburg's home, which is over by Asheville. I'd forgotten that Carl Sandburg lived in North Carolina for 20-some years, the last years of his life. So it made me feel really good to go over and visit the home of a guy from Illinois who moved to North Carolina. And, you know, and Carl Sandburg did all right for himself,
right.
You know. So that's been really wonderful. And the people have been so kind. It's been a real culture shock. It's been different, you know, but the campus is extraordinary. But I miss the University of Iowa. I miss Iowa. I miss Iowa City. I miss my family here. I miss my friends. It's just been glorious. But it's been, you know, removing me from Iowa, getting out of the state and living in another place for a while has really kind of defined who I am for me. And I'm finding that I am an Iowan. No matter where I go, I'm still
right.
I've been created by this state as much as anything else. So state of Iowa, you're to blame for what you're about to hear today. You know.
I think we will gladly take responsibility. And can I start us off with a story?
Oh, yes. Surely you can.
So I got to recently go visit a very dear friend of mine. His name is Don Forsling. And to many Iowa Public Radio listeners, that name is familiar because for more than 35 years, Don was on the air on WOI, which mm-hmm. came out of Ames and is part now of Iowa Public Radio. And for many of those years, Don hosted a morning program called The Morning Report. And the point of the program was more to start your day off with a smile than to inform you about anything.
That's a valid thing.
Absolutely. And he
yes,
did it
is.
Extraordinarily well for many years. And that's what he was doing when I was a student at Iowa State and started working at WOI. And so Don was one of my two main mentors at WOI. Don Forsling and Doug Brown were the two men who taught me so much
you
about radio.
You could not
radio.
Have had better teachers.
I
Those
could
guys
not.
Are legends.
Yes. And I got there at just the right time. But Don and I were talking about back when I used to run the board and he used to host the show and all the fun that we would have. And one of the things, he would play some of the most wonderful music and some of the most annoying music. But one of the songs that he played every year without fail was Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby. And he always got a lot of response for that. And so I decided one day that instead of playing it, he should do a dramatic reading of it. So I typed out all the lyrics to the song and he read it in his Don Forsling way, and it was priceless. But would you play Santa Baby for me and for
I
Don?
Would. I can't think of a better way to start this show.
Dan, thank you so much. And we already have people on the phones with their stories, and you can join us at 866-780-9100. Send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And remember, we need a story for a song. And next up is Mauro on the line in Iowa City. Hello, Mauro.
Hello, good morning.
Hey. Oh, that has to be Mauro Heck. How are you?
Good.
Hello, friend.
Good to have you back in Iowa. Just your presence here should melt at least half of the snow, you know?
Oh, hey, there you go. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you. Hey, December 8, 1980, John Lennon got killed. That was yesterday, 33 years ago. Mm-hmm. And like so many people, I'm a great lover of his work and loved it there. And when I came to this country, I continued, obviously, to explore more of the Beatles. But his song, Merry Christmas, War is Over, is one of my great all-time favorites. So if you could play that, would be awesome. Thank you.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas or War is Over.
War is Over? I have to think about that. Boy, that one goes back.
Mauro, can you sing a little
bit
for
what?
Dan?
You know what I can do? I've got to tell you a story. This is a good story. I was in Steinway Hall. This was many years ago. I was in Steinway Hall in New York City, and I was there practicing because I was playing in New York, and for Steinway artists, Steinway Hall is always available to you to go and rehearse. So, and they have kind of historic things there, and there are a bunch of pictures of people who are on the Steinway artist roster. So there are pictures of Paderewski and Horowitz and Rubinstein and all these guys, and I always go in there and just caught so much inspiration from playing there. And I had been rehearsing for about an hour and a half, and I got to play Rachmaninoff's piano. They had Rachmaninoff's piano in the Rachmaninoff room. And if you were a very nice person and you asked very nicely, you could reserve the Rachmaninoff room. So I thought, wow, this is reason enough to go to New York. So anyway, I'm walking down a hallway as I get done, and I look up, and I see this white piano sitting out in a hall, kind of covered up a little bit, and I look around, I look a little more. It was John Lennon's Steinway. So it was the Steinway upright kind of sitting over in the corner. And I said, I found somebody, a friend of mine. I said, is this really what I think it is? And they said, yes, this is John Lennon's piano. So I sat down. So while I'm thinking about the Christmas song, I'll play this one for you because I can't. Sat down and played. I played Imagine in there in the hallway in the quiet, and it was a special moment.
Wow.
So it was just it was just amazing. So, Mauro, thank you for that request, and I'll put that on the request file in the back of my beady little brain. So as it warms up, I hope I'll get it for the rest sometime in the next hour.
All right, Mauro, thank you so much for your call. And we're going to have to take a break here just in a couple of minutes. So I'll read an email, and this I know you know this one. It'll be at the front of your brain. This is from Carolyn. It seems like every year our Sunday school program would be held on a cold, snowy night. The children would each receive a crisp apple. The song that I think of in relation to those memories is Silent Night. Beautiful. I'll read another email. This is from Joy, Pastor Joy, in Pocahontas, Iowa. She says, as a good Lutheran family, we were always encouraged, maybe expected, to sing in parts. I remember fondly gathering around the piano as my mother played and we sang Christmas Carol. My mother played, I sang alto, my sister soprano, my father bass, my brother tenor, and we learned those carols so well that we could run the parts anywhere, anytime. I remember one Christmas my parents invited friends over and we all sang, and we sang the 12 Days of Christmas. Of course, when we got to 5 gold rings, it would get very dramatic. The dad and the other family would drag that 5 golden rings out so that it would finish only when we got to the end of the verse. I found a recording of it, and the laughter is a great part of that night. It was only because of our good comfort with the parts and the carol that we could carry it through, as he was being so silly. So maybe you can play us out to the break now with a little bit of the 12 Days of Christmas.
And she probably sang from the Red Book, too. That's the famous one from Lutherans. We would all know what the Red Book is.
Listening to Talk of Iowa on Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe, and with me this hour is pianist and composer Dan Knight, and he is here for one of our favorite holiday traditions at Iowa Public Radio. Dan has a keyboard set up in front of him, and the phone lines are open. You give us a call. Tell us a story that includes one of your favorite holiday songs, and Dan will play the song if he possibly can.
Yes,
right, but most importantly, we want to hear your story. So give us a call at 866-780 9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And Janie is on the line in Iowa City. Hi, Janie.
Hi, Janie.
Hi.
Hi. What's your story?
My story includes Dan. It was a few years back when my husband Steve and I were the wonderful receivers of an auction by the Iowa City Noon Rotary Club.
Oh,
and
I remember.
And it included two people who fixed a delicious meal, but even more importantly, it included our very own wonderful dinner musician who talked and played throughout the entire meal, and we all had more than a wonderful time that evening.
Oh, that was wonderful. That was so much fun.
It was.
We have to do that again. Let's do that.
That would be great. What I'm going to ask for today is, Lo, How a Rose e'er Blooming.
Oh, how fun. Yes.
Janie, thank you so much for your call and happy holidays. Next up is Janet on the line in Coralville. Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Hi. What's
Hi, Janet.
Your story?
Good morning.
Yes. Well, this is Janet Trimble, Dan. Remember?
Oh, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I am. And what I wanted you to play was something from a long time ago. We started out our Christmas season with lighting Advent candles. And, of course, after we would do our singing and everything, we had to be fair about who got to snuff out the candles. And, of course, that little boy, the oldest one, is 56 now.
Wow.
So, anyway, my favorite one that we would start out our Advent candle lighting was O Come, Emmanuel.
Mm.
Would you do that?
Sure, sure.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
You know, was that when I was in high school at Ottumwa, the high school choir did this every year. So we started our Christmas program with this. And and it's really kind of interesting because I graduated from high school in 1971, a long time ago, and I still remember the words. So, hey.
Thank you so much for calling, Janet. And next we have Melissa on the line in Iowa City, and you're going to love this one, Dan. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, what
would
you like?
I have a preschooler homesick today. Her name's Flora, and she wanted to hear Jingle Bells, but we're also singing the Gloucester Wassailing song because we are singing it in an all-ages choir that's performing at the Englert on Wednesday for the Festival of Carols.
Oh, how fantastic. See, there's another thing that I used to do. I got that kicked off when we started the first one.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Do you know that one, the Gloucester Wassailing song?
Hmm.
Wassail, wassail all over the town. It's an old English...
Sail as we sing Jingle Bells, yes.
That was a perfect mix. So did Flora like it, Melissa? Melissa, are you still there? Oh, I think we've lost her. She's off listening to the radio now. You're still playing on the radio.
There we go.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call, Melissa. And you can join us. And this is how it works. You get to make a request, but you have to give us a story in exchange for your request. So tell us a story that includes one of your favorite holiday songs, and Dan will play it for you if he possibly can. My guest in the studio today is pianist and composer Dan Knight. And we've been hearing from a lot of your friends who obviously miss you a great deal, Dan. You don't have to know Dan to call.
That's true.
You can just call and share your story. 866-780-9100. 866-780.
But I know half the state anyway,
it's
so
true.
This is all right.
And the ones that you don't know think that they know you anyway. 866-780-9100 is the number to call. And we have a wonderful story, and I don't think this song is in your memory banks, but it's still a wonderful story. And this is from Kathy Gonzalez, who works at Iowa Public Radio, and this is her last week working here at Iowa Public Radio, which makes all of us very sad. She's been a wonderful asset to our organization, but she sends this story. When I was in kindergarten, we were often allowed to bring in a record that the teacher would play during rest or nap time. It was Christmas time, and I had recently received my very own record, and I was so excited to have everyone hear my new favorite song, which was Come On, Ring Those Bells by Evie Tornquist. She says, to this day, it always brings me back to my kindergarten room and how proud and happy it made me to have something special to share with everyone. That's not a song you know.
That's not one I know, but I'll have to learn that. I'll have to learn it.
All right. Well, she's out in the hallway. We'll have her sing it for you after.
I'll sneak it onto my phone, and we'll see if I can learn it in the meantime.
All right. And this one is from Brenda. She says, I'm from the South, the West Indies, and I want to hear something with Caribbean flavor to it. Please, no dashing through the snow. None of that to be found under the palm trees, even if Jamaica's got a bobsled team. What do you think about that one, Dan?
Jingle Bells works like that.
Warmer already. All right. Thank you so much for your email, Brenda. Next up to Bob in Ames. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, Bob, good morning.
Cold day in Iowa. My story is I've always enjoyed Christmas carols and some of the lesser-known carols, one of which is Good King Wenceslas, which I always thought was somewhat abstract. And then one day I got an invitation to my dear niece's wedding at St. Wenceslas Church in Iowa City,
which celebrates
the beautiful Eastern European Catholic culture, and that is the song I'd like to hear.
Hey. That's so much fun to play.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call. And I have another email, and this one is from my mom. From Linda in Cedar Falls.
Good morning.
And she says, when the children were little, we always sang holiday songs together as we traveled in the car. And there are so many memories connected to that. I don't know what to say. Just great times, new babies, a car accident that we all survived, thankfully. Teenagers who refused to sing, new members joining our family. We didn't sing in parts or even very well, and I can attest to that. We just sang, and we still do today. And as a representative of all those memories, she would like to hear Deck the Halls, which is her granddaughter's current favorite, and actually has been since she was a baby, always her favorite holiday song, and she played it at her first piano recital yesterday.
Oh, how wonderful.
Very nice. And the teenagers that wouldn't sing were my brothers. I always sang. Not well, but I always sang. Colleen is on the line next from Wellman. Hi, Colleen.
Hi.
Hi, Colleen. Good morning.
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity to share a story. I hope people won't consider it too presumptuous, but the first year I got to sing the Messiah, I was pregnant, and I had just adopted my son, and it still makes me cry to say it. I got to sing, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Mm. And that year I got my son and my daughter.
Oh, wow. How wonderful.
You know, it was just an amazing coincidence, you know, but it just was wonderful. And then we belong to a little country church, and every year we did a pageant, you know, with all the kids. And when my son was very small, the boys got together and put together a We Three Kings for us, and that's what it led to here.
Oh, We Three Kings?
All right. Yes, Colleen, thank you so much for your call.
Well, I'm going to start with the other one first.
Well, thank you.
Beautiful. And isn't it amazing, one of those moments when a song that you've heard your entire life just suddenly hits home in a brand new way?
Isn't that just wonderful? Welcome to my life.
I think that happens to a lot of women when they're pregnant or in the process
great.
Of becoming mothers. I think there are a lot of those moments.
It's just a fantastic thing.
All right. Colleen, thank you so much for your call. And next up we have Paula in Cedar Rapids. Hello, Paula.
Hi, Paula. Good morning.
Hi. Hi, Dan. It's Paula Grady.
Hey, how are you, dear lady?
Good. How are you?
It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Yours, too, and your piano playing. I've done quite a few gigs with Dan Knight, sung with him, and we did quite a few political gigs a few years back.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun doing those. There's a lot of Christmas songs I love, but one of my favorite ones that I've sung is a jazzy one, "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas."
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you.
Paula, thank you so much for your call. That's one of those songs I never understood when I was a kid. I loved it, but I didn't understand it because it seemed so sad. But at the same time, it sounded like it would be happy. The words seemed happy enough.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those you need some life experience before it really hits home.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Well, we are coming up to a break here. We'll take a short break, then we'll get back to the phones and back to your emails. Dan Knight is here with me, and all you need to do to have your song played is to tell us a story. Tell us a story that includes one of your favorite holiday songs, and Dan will play it. Give us a call at 866-780-9100. This is Talk of Iowa. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe, and I am here today with pianist and composer Dan Knight, having one of our most wonderful holiday celebrations Talk of Iowa. And the way this works is Dan's got a keyboard, courtesy of West Music in Coralville. And if you call up and you tell us a story that involves one of your favorite holiday songs, Dan will play that song for you. 866-780-9100. Email works to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And Deb is on the line from Lamoni. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Deb.
Good morning.
I'm really hoping that no one has done the Happy Christmas for you yet. I'd hate to be redundant.
Well, you want to know something funny, Deb, is that we had a request for it earlier, and Dan was having a hard time recalling it. Now he recalls it, so we haven't played it yet.
Yes.
But what's your story
about
it?
I heard that call, and I was appalled that the man had a friend of his calling. Oh, my goodness, and he couldn't remember the song.
See? Yes, exactly.
That song, I still cannot hear that song. And believe me, I've gone through three cassettes and even a couple of CDs of it. I love that song. I still can't hear it without crying. The night that John was killed, I had a very good friend. I was living in Seattle. I had a very good friend who was a paraplegic, and he had just gone through a couple of months of horrific medical problems. I mean, horrific. We really did not know if he was going to live or not. He and I were very good friends, and I come from Oregon, and my father was also having some difficulty down in Wheatland, Oregon, and JD was finally getting better. He was on the upswing. He actually was out of the hospital, and my birthday was coming up. Christmas was coming up. I would not be able to be in Seattle for Christmas. So we decided to really splurge and go out to one of the finest restaurants in the Juanita Beach area that overlooked the lake. And we got there. We were in a jubilant mood. And as soon as we were seated at our table, our waitress came up and said, "Oh, have you heard the news?" Hmm. And we said, "What news?" And that's when she told us that John Lennon had been shot. And we, please understand that we about worship John Lennon. he was our hero. And needless to say, we ended up not eating much that night. As a matter of fact, mostly we drank coffee, a couple of ouzos, and waited for her to bring us news because neither one of us wanted to leave. And when she finally came and told us that he had indeed died, we went ahead and we went back to JD's place, and he happened to have on LP Happy Christmas, and we played it over and over again. And the last part of the song where they are saying, "War is over if you want it," being pseudo-intellectuals, we decided that it wasn't just war they were talking about. They were talking about any kind of strife, any kind of trouble, and that if you really want it to be over, you just have to learn to make the right decisions, do the right things to make it be over. Mm-hmm. And that has become a part of my motto for the rest of my life, and it has served me well when I decide to listen to it.
Well, Deb, thank you so much for calling and sharing your story today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Deb, thanks you so much for your call. And next up, we've got Ann in West Des Moines. Hi, Ann. Hi, what's
Hi,
your
Ann,
story?
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, my story is 43 or 4 years ago when we were first married. My husband and I lived in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and I was working in a hospital school, they called it. It was for children with mental illness. And so the first Christmas Eve of my marriage, I spent the evening with some of these children who weren't able to go home. And oh. It was a very special Christmas. I'll always remember it. And the song that brings that back, plus all the other children I've worked with over the years in various capacities, was Some Children See Him. It's not a very well-known Christmas song, but it's real special to me.
Oh, that's, yeah, it's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, thank you.
Ann, thank you so much for your call. And Ernie is on the line next in Ottumwa.
Hey, Ernie.
Good morning. How are you folks?
We're great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just getting up. I work second shift. I was remembering many years ago, I came from a small town in southern Iowa, that you can't end up there unless you're going there. It's off the beaten path.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chillicothe, Iowa.
Oh, well, see, I'm from Ottumwa originally, too. So I played at Chillicothe. I've played a whole bunch there.
Really?
Yeah, I sure have. Long, long, long time ago. But you bet I am all over that whole part of town.
Well, I was living in Oskaloosa, single. Our family's quite small. Chillicothe only has about 90 people, so we're pretty small. And the family's small as well. So I was wanting to go home, and I had no way to get home, no way to get what few measly presents I had to the family. So I said, well, let's just put it in this big old green army sack. And we got out on the highway, and we started hitchhiking. And back in those days, you didn't worry about people robbing you too much. And a woman came who was from Des Moines, headed to Ottumwa, actually, for Christmas.
Wow.
And she picked me up. Gave me a ride not only to the turnoff, because Chillicothe's about a mile off the road.
Mm-hmm, sure is. Right off of Highway 34.
But she gave me a ride all the way right to the front door of my aunt's house.
Wow.
And everybody was very surprised that I showed up. And it was just a wonderful time. And I'm sure you've already played it, but it always makes me think of that. I'll be home for Christmas.
We haven't played it yet, Ernie.
Oh, you haven't?
That's we haven't.
Just for you.
Well, that's a great song. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. wonderful. Here's a fun story. This is from Heather in Ames. She said, good morning. Back when my daughter was born, my sister gave us a Frosty the Snowman book. The illustrations were vintage and lovely, but at the bottom of the book was a button that played an electronic, lengthy, and horrible version of Frosty the Snowman. Of course, that button made the book popular year-round. The batteries have thankfully gone dead, but my daughter still loved to sing Frosty. Could you play it for us today?
Oh, sure. You bet.
That's everybody's favorite part, Dan.
I think it is.
It absolutely is.
You just hold on until the thumpity thump thump comes.
Exactly.
You know,
and I there always we go. Thought they don't last long enough. We should do more of those. All right, Britt is on the line next in Waterloo. Hi, Britt.
Hello there.
Hi, what's
Good
your story?
Morning.
Well, I have kind of a sweet story. My December always reminds me of my grandfather. He's always been a December lover, and he's born on December 8th, and he married my grandmother on December 18th. And so he's always kind of been a romantic this time of year. So I remember every year we would dance in the dining room to I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And he just passed away a couple months ago, so it means a lot to hear it.
Britt, thank you so much for your call. That's certainly the first time that one ever made me cry.
Wow.
This is an email from Michael in Bettendorf. He says, my wife and I lost our baby daughter, Gabriella Grace, nearly 3 years ago on December 13th. Needless to say, the holidays are a difficult time for us. We were blessed 2 years ago with a baby girl in January. Her name is Evangeline Noel. Could you please play the first Noel?
Oh, sure.
Let's go back to the phones, and next is Susie on the line in Des Moines. Hi, Susie.
Hi.
Hi.
This is
Good
Susie
morning.
Hancock. And our family had a tradition of going to the midnight service, and our Hancock family used to come from that, and we had our own little private service, and our two boys were there, and we'd already been to the grandparents and had all that, but we had our own little service, and my husband played the accordion, and he loved O Holy Night. So I'd like to hear O Holy Night.
Oh, sure.
Thanks for calling, Susie. That was beautiful, and we are out of time.
Oh,
every year we say we could do this all day.
Too soon.
But I'm so sorry if we didn't get to your call or your story today. But thank you so much for being so generous with your stories this hour. What a wonderful way to get into the holiday spirit.
I look forward to this all year long. Can't wait for next year.
And Dan Knight, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, it's been the joy of my year. It really has been.
This is Talk of Iowa.